Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished individual from the world of photography from Bangalore, India, Manvi Gandotra. Manvi, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ashutosh. I'm so glad that I'm part of this today.
Thank you. Manvi is the founder and creative director of At One Plus One Studio, which is a wedding photography and a film studio. She's been honored with the Excellence Award at IIM Bangalore's Goldman Sachs 10,000 Women Program. So Manvi, before we talk about One Plus One, tell me about your own journey and what motivated you to shift from a corporate role to wedding photography.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I'm from Jammu, born and brought up in Jammu, and then went on to doing my engineering from NIT Nagpur, then came to Bangalore for my first corporate job. So it was a very regular, do well in school, then college, and then move on to your job. And on paper, it looked perfect.
Yeah.
And I was just doing that. While I was very happy there, I was always a hobbyist photographer. So I would have my camera when I'm traveling, and I was into a marketing and sales kind of role, and I would get to travel. So I think the love for like street photography and portrait photography on the street, you know, mixed up, as well as, you know, travel photography, etc. That's what I used to do on the side. And at that point, me and my now husband had a photo blog. You know, we used to work together. And so that's what I used to put my pictures up there, etc. Once one of those pictures got picked by a magazine as a cover, that's when I realized, oh, there is a bit of a potential there. At the same time, you know, my colleague who was traveling with me was getting married. So he came to me and he said, I see that you have great perspectives and you shoot so well, you know, and I'm getting married and I'm going to trust some person whom I don't know with my wedding pictures. Why don't you take my wedding pictures? And at that point in time, I wasn't sure because I'd never done it before. And then, you know, I thought about it and it sounded interesting. And he also really pushed. He said, why not? And then I came back, I spoke to Ravi, my husband, and I was just like, you know what? I feel like we should do this. And he says, okay, I'll join you. Let's go explore this. And at that point, it was just one wedding. Like, we didn't really think of it or anything. We shot it. And then I felt like it was such a happy place. The connection you make, the work was very, like, everybody loved the pictures. And then we gave it a thought. And I thought that, you know, it's something that we could explore. So in the beginning, Ravi took the lead and helped me with like 3-4 months of we were doing it together, after which he said that I would like to go back to corporate. And I quit my job and I started doing this full time, where of course he supports me back end in terms of marketing and because he's MBA and all of that. But the team, the creative process, the shooting, all of that is me. So yeah, I continued the journey been 10 years today. This month. Yeah.
You know, everyone always dreams of making their passion into a profession. And you're one of the few people who's actually done it. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you. I feel very blessed. Immense gratitude.
Fascinating. Yeah. So Manvi, how did, you know, you said you enjoyed photography, but you know, to move into professional photography and that also of weddings, you know, which is once in a lifetime for the couple and their families. How did you cultivate your photography skills and what resources were most helpful to you?
So I think in the process, of course, when I shot my first wedding, I don't think I was doing exceptionally well in terms of the skill and the technical part of it because it was more heart. You know, but over the time, you realize that you need to, of course, you know, understand technically better, learn the process. So, of course, there's immense help out there in terms of YouTube videos and courses that I took and stuff like that. But my biggest learning, if you ask me, has been by watching other photographers' work to see what people globally were doing. Because in India, it was a very, and I started in 2014, which is a long time back, where it was more traditional.
Yeah.
The wedding photography was way more traditional. So I definitely looked up and saw what global trends were in terms of wedding photography. How were people looking at details so differently? How were people looking at couple shots and how candid it was, right? And so there was a lot of learning that I, barring the courses and the and the YouTube videos I saw, I think I also observed other wedding photographers globally. That's one. And two, I think most learning came from on the job. To try that and to keep doing that and to see what people were like. The feedback was very important because when we were delivering, we could see what are the kind of pictures that the couples loved. And then you realize that this is what they like, you know, and kind of like align and streamline your thought process with what couples like and what's great. I think it's been a journey of my own in terms of learning that. Yeah.
And now by now, I'm sure you've got those little drones flying all over the wedding and photographing every angle. But moving on, Manvi, and I'll come to technology. What have been, as an entrepreneur, what have been some of your biggest challenges? And how did you overcome them?
I think there have been a couple for sure. I think primarily to get like, I mean, I started as two people, like me and Ravi, and eventually it was just me. And then, you know, to build a team, I think that's been a little challenging because in a creative field, to have your vision and to align your team with that takes some time, you know, and that's definitely been because here it's one vision and you know what you want. And then for team to feel that and enjoy that as well, right? So that's been one challenge over time that, of course, we figured out our ways around it and how to like guide the team. So that's been one. Two is I think that's in wedding photography, there's a physical labor, like you start really early in the morning and you start, it's a very different kind of business where you're physically holding a heavy 1 kg equipment the day long and breaks are few and far in between and things like that. So I think that's been a challenge where we've realized how to take breaks, how to have a team size that works, you know, just so nobody's burnt out in the day. You know, so that's been a second challenge. Third has been probably, I think, pandemic, like you realize how it's crazy, right? Like, I mean, everything shut, the weddings became small, and how to like downsize and how. So those have been a few of the challenges. But otherwise, it's a happy business.
Absolutely, I agree. And, you know, when you come to weddings, and I'm not talking as someone who's been in the corporate world and as an entrepreneur, you know, whenever there is something that you're doing, you always try and build redundancy. In your case, you can't make a mistake because the events that are happening cannot be reshot.
Absolutely.
How do you handle redundancy and how do you handle risk in the photography business?
I think the reason why some people are doing well is because they understand the process better. I think the weddings are so much about anticipation, you know, with experience, of course, it comes. If you've not seen, because we also shoot a lot of culturally diverse weddings, right? And not always are we prepared for what happens in a Chinese tea ceremony. Like, I don't know. So when the first time that happens, so we do a little bit of research, speak to our couple, understand the flow, you know, just so we can anticipate what's coming. So I think that's very important for us to understand what are we witnessing. So that's one. And once we do that, we also have backups and angles and stuff. So it's not just one person doing it. So we try and make sure that we have two angles so that just in case one is compromised, we have the other angle, right? But I think more than that, knowing that if this is happening, family's going to smile. If this is happening, this is going to be an emotional moment. To anticipate that has really helped us. And we definitely go very prepared for the kind of, because we've shot Indian Dutch, Indian Spanish, Indian Chinese. Somewhere in India, we've shot a lot of cultural mix, but we've shot even international global mix. So for us to be really prepared is what gets us, makes us comfortable and less of a risk.
Very well said. And one of the other things that someone like you would probably be doing is to spend a lot of time with your clients, which is the couple's parents, to build some kind of a rapport.
Absolutely.
What goes into building that kind of a relationship?
Great question. I think for me, I think the reason or the only way you can do a great job at a wedding is if you have a rapport, like you pointed out correctly, because that's when they get comfortable. That's when they can share more with you. That's when, you know, so we have a sort of a process wherein, you know, we have a couple of calls before people book us, you know, so we have Zoom calls. We try and understand, we get to know if you're a right fit firstly, you know. And once we have that, we have something called as a survey form, You know, we kind of understand what is it that's important to them, whether it's their love story, what is it, whether it's what kind of details they're going or personalization they're doing at the wedding, whether it's about who are these important people who matter to you. Like even if it's 100 people intimate wedding by Indian standards, if I give a beautiful shot of the 100th guest, couple's gonna come back and say, you know, there were some people who were a little more important, you know. So who are these people? Right, so before we even enter the wedding day or the first event, we kind of have a good sense of that, and then sometimes we also do these pre-wedding, shoot with the couple, or we do family portraits and go like kind of meet them. And the other thing that we totally believe is like really gelling into the day, you know, like you shouldn't even know who's the photographer. So I think that's really how we blend in, also helps us be a part of it.
Very interesting.
You know, we're dressed for the events. You know, we feel like we're attending it while we're witnessing it. So it's very storytelling approach, to be honest, where there's a deep understanding of what the couple's journey is, what they're looking forward to it from the 2 days, and then we're literally like a writer, you pen that down, you know, what your thoughts you see or observe. Like that, we just like take pictures. I think
Amazing.
that's the approach.
Amazing. Thank you. My next question is, and we referred to it very briefly, but I wanted to ask you from a situation when I got married 40 years ago with, people with, multiple cameras to today, all the drones going all over the, the areas. How has technology influenced your work in wedding photography?
Oh, I think a lot. I think absolutely a lot. I think it's a big factor. I think we have now cutting edge equipments. We have cutting edge software to edit. So I think that way, I think it's just grown. I mean, the technology's really helped us because from analog to digital to mirror, I mean,
Clear.
DSLRs to mirrorless. So I think it's just made a huge it's been a huge help in terms of not figuring out those little things anymore because the technology does it for you. So I think now what you're doing is just focus. I think the creative eye is irreplaceable, right? So now you're more focused on seeing things creatively because you know the tools are helping you, right? If you have like literally there are like earlier you'd have to stand on a chair and get a top-down shot, you know, if you had to. Now you have gimbals to like hold or stands to do that, and then you have drones to give you a bird eye view, and you know that technology is just like it. You just need to know that you want a top-down shot. That's all it's left to, right? So I think that the creative eye has become even more important and irreplaceable, like I said. And then once you know what you want, then there are all the tools out there to help us.
Amazing. So, I was talking to somebody else at my nephew's wedding, and you as the owner, your role must be one of an art director, isn't it?
Absolutely,
Looking
absolutely.
at different devices, making sure all the shots are taken, etc.
Absolutely.
But as an individual, is there any particular camera you are partial to?
So I think we use Canon in terms of the make, and we even though there are Sony launched the mirrorless first or whatever, but like we've just stuck to Canon because we just love it. Like I think there is a little bit of a partial behavior there because I think today we are in this age where all cameras are great. You know,
Absolutely.
it's cameras not limiting you at all. But just to not make a switch and just be partial to the first company that I started with, like my first camera was Canon, so I'm just still with Canon.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Madhavi, my next question is that you must have covered so many weddings. Can you share a particularly memorable or challenging wedding shot? And I don't want names, of course.
Memorable in a good way. I think every other wedding. I think that we've been so blessed. I think we've shot in 62 cities and about 9 countries.
Amazing.
So I think the like I said, like the diverse culture we witnessed and the stuff has just been so amazing. This year we're shooting in like Mexico, and then we're shooting in
Oh,
other
wonderful.
countries. So it's just very exciting to like just go and see how the uniqueness of each wedding is, right? And there are I can pick parts in different weddings. So for example, I think in about 2018 I shot my first wedding, but there was no ceremony. It was just exchange of vows and party. and people from 45 continents came, 45 countries came. And that for me was so unique then, because I was just like, wow, someone's decided to not do anything religious. And that was the first one for me. And for me, it was just like that moment where you're like, you can define your own life and your own wedding and do things the way you want to. But today I see that there's been a paradigm shift and there are so many people doing this, right? But for me, that wedding was so memorable because I felt like I was hopping and taking pictures, and I was happy because I felt like, I think we've arrived, you know, there are people who are leaving those things behind and celebrating the two people, you know, with having no do this, do that, like this, get up in the morning, 7 o'clock, muhurat, you know, like none of that. Like they were just not even partying. They were just like really, they had quiz, and then they made sure that because they knew so many people from different walks of life, they made their seating in a table in a way that everybody goes back with two new friends. And, you know, so those kind of things just made me believe that there's way more to wedding than just a ceremony.
Yeah.
So I think that was really valuable and a lesson that I took back from that.
What a great response. My next question, Manvi, is that, you know, you're an entrepreneur and you're an artist. How do you balance artistic integrity with the commercial aspects of running your company?
Oh, very interesting. So I think what has gotten us this far is the fact that, you know, to be very honest, I said, I'll take a year off and I will do this and go back to corporate if this doesn't happen. Like, you know, typical, did well in school, went to NIT, had a good job and all of that. Of course, the salary is not coming in, right? You need to figure out your financial bit of it. But I thought I'll just do 1 year and go back to it. And I knew that I would not match my salary that year, for sure. But I wanted to just see if I enjoy it. And one thing that I've learned is that if you are true to what you do and the art or the craft or whatever it is that you want to pursue, I think money follows. And there are enough people who will align to what you bring on the table. The challenge is to find them. Right? So I think what we've done is we've been very clear. Or I have not taken one wedding that I felt I will not do justice to what the client wants.
Okay.
And there have been weddings where I've actually said no, saying I'm probably not the right person. Because when I started in 2014, it was way more candid. And it was, I mean, my approach was very different than what most people were used to. So if I get this sense that, you know, this is not in line, they still want something more traditional. And then when I give them this, they would still want that. So that's double pressure on me, right, to align. So I would not take that up. So that's one thing that I did, that I only took weddings where my heart said that this is in line. That's one. But coming to the fact that how do you balance the art with a client expectation or the integrity is also clear communication, right? To actually tell them this is what I do. Right. I actually have a very light, timeless way of editing pictures, which is not contrasty or very dark or whatever. Some people have that inclination where they want that kind of. So I actually tell them, I said, if this is your style, I'm not the right fit. Right. Because if you're looking at an edit which is not natural to me, or that's not how I perceive my work to be, it's not going to be the same. You're not going to have a good time having those edits. Right. So right from shooting style to editing style to delivery, like some people are like, oh, give us the pictures and videos in the next week. I feel my creative process does not allow me to give it to you next week. I want to spend some kind of time with that, those photos and videos, and I want to do justice to it. If I can just give you it next week and take money. Right. But I don't want to do that. I want to do it right. And there is a vision I bring in. Let me just spend that time. So in terms of having my contracts, where my timelines are very clear, so people know it. They're not in for a surprise later. So these are the ways. I don't know if I answered your question.
No, you
right,
answered the question. You answered the question very well. Very well.
But these are the things we keep in mind in terms of making sure that we're on the same page.
Great response. Thank you. So time for three more questions. My next question is that how are you looking to innovate or experiment in your own photography?
Right. I think in terms of innovating or experimenting, I think that there's in our field of work, we don't have so much flexibility. We literally have to witness and do. Now, when it comes to the little time we have with the bride for bride portraits, or the little time we have for couple portraits, or if the bride's just jewelry is just lying there, we're like, how do we create like a beautiful flat lay shot of that? Those are in photography, those are the only little times where we can innovate, right? And innovating in photography especially is more about light play. How do we work with light? How do we do that? How do we treat it in terms of editing style? How do we make it look a certain way? So that is something that we are constantly improvising. We always have ideas, we bookmark them, but I will try it whenever we get a chance. So in my personal photography work, that's how I'm always bookmarking, and it may not be for wedding. I'm watching a movie on Netflix, and I love the way that scene looks like. Like, when can I create something like that? So I'm always like taking notes. There are paintings that you see sometimes, and when you're like, oh my God, what lovely light! And it's photography is nothing but painting with light, right? So those kind of things are always being either mental bookmarked or phone screenshots or something. They're always on my phone
Interesting.
somewhere. And when it comes to to videography part of it, which we also do, I think there's so much about how personalization and authenticity is what everyone's driving to, right? So I think, how do we make this more personal? How do we bring in more elements? And I think that's been a constant endeavor in terms of wedding films that we make, because I think our wedding films are actually loved a lot, because
Absolutely.
the end of it, they evoke some emotion. Now, that emotion could be like fun, that could be real emotional moments in the wedding, whatever be it. So I think we're constantly trying to understand the story, make it way too personal. Also integrating new technologies. How do we edit? How do we transition? How do we show day to night? How do we use drone? Like, how do we, because we're also lucky to have witnessed lovely locations, right? And if I'm in Bali, I'd love to show Bali. What was the point of a couple going to
Correct.
Bali if their wedding is only about ceremony? Right? How do we, people are now customizing their outfits and details and whatnot. How do we integrate that? Right? So I think there's a lot of thought that's going into it in terms of the details, the personal touches, the immersive. Like, when you watch that, you feel like you were transported there. That was your time capsule to go back to that.
Very
So I
well
think those are
said.
the few ways.
Very well said. My next question is, for you personally, you were honored with the Excellence Award. How did it feel to be honored with this award, and what does it mean to you and your work?
I think I felt great. I think that just to give context of that award, we were in a batch of about 70 women entrepreneurs in the Goldman Sachs program in IIM Bangalore. And we all had to present a plan. And on that basis, the Excellence Award was given. And I think to be one of the people whose work or the plan or the business acumen, as they say, or whatever they judged us on, it felt great, because I think somewhere there's been this constant desire to tell the world that wedding photography or wedding videography, it's not just a vendor you hire for the wedding. You are creating legacy, right? I genuinely feel so. I feel like this is something generations are going to look back at. And with that thought, we're able to do more, right? So to be recognized that, yes, that's true. Yes, what you're doing is great. It just feels nice. It just really feels nice, because
Fantastic.
it's not just photography.
Yeah.
It's not just videography.
Absolutely.
It's something that we believe in. It's something that we're very passionate about. So I think
Absolutely.
when that came about, it felt very
Wonderful. Wonderful. Maybe my last question to you.
nice. Yes.
You've been doing this for 10 years. If you were to look at a crystal ball, where do you see wedding photography heading in the next 5 to 7 years?
I think it'll be I think firstly, I think the gear or the equipment or the technology is going to be accessible to all, right? So I think that it's not going to be about that anymore, because anyone can do it. Even your iPhones can do it. So I think anyone can take a picture. I think, like I said, I think we had this point in some of the questions that you asked. I feel like the creative eye is irreplaceable, which means that it's going to be way more about who sees it differently in terms of the business point of view, right? Like if you have a vision, if you have a view, if you have an opinion, that's one. And I think in general, I think the weddings are becoming way more intimate. They're becoming sustainable. I think the trends in wedding industry is moving towards a lot of personalization. So I think it's going to be way more wholesome is what I think. So I think that anyone who's able to see that and work on presenting that, you know, in terms of how it looks like, I think that's where I see that moving. I think technology is just going to be a major role player, but accessible to all. So I think that the people who have that vision is gonna do very well in this industry. Yeah.
Well said. Manvi, on that note, thank you so much for speaking to me about your own journey. I just love the way you're so passionate about what you are doing. And as I said right in the beginning, I've met a few people who have turned their passion into their profession, and you seem to have excelled in it. That's so fantastic. Thank you so much for speaking to me about One Plus One Studio, about so many different aspects of photography. I think the point you made a few times was lighting is the you know, understanding lighting and your subjects is far more important than the equipment that you are using. And you seem to be doing a great job of that. Thank you also for telling me so many different aspects about One Plus One and photography. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, Ashutosh, for having me. It was a lovely chat and it was lovely meeting you. So
thank
you once again.
Thank you for listening to the brand called You Videocast and Podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for the brand called You.